As always, to start our call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Good morning, Rob. We got some top-notch security, man, getting this thing going. That's good.
We don't want any breaking through into the to get into the coaches. Quite a week for you guys. Two wild ones: a 96-82 overtime victory over William and Mary last Thursday, and then a tough loss to Elon, where you guys fall behind and rally back but fall short 83-76. Before we get to the questions we've got, just talk about those two games last week.
You know, honestly, we didn't play well. We played two good teams. We deserved to probably lose both if it wasn't for Zane Martin playing so well against William and Mary and in the second half of Elon. So that's disappointing. We've got to get that right. We understand very clearly we're a game out of the play-in game and two games out of the first. And one thing we've talked to our guys about, the one constant in life is change. So we're gonna change a couple things up in the hopes that we can get where we want to get to.
What was the obviously, as you touched on there, you went through some ups and downs, got down 21 at Elon and then rallied there in the second half. William and Mary, you're behind and catch fire late and then, kind of pull away in the overtime. What was the difference between the two periods that weren't going well and then when you got on such a roll?
Yeah, we did against two excellent shooting teams. We did a really poor job guarding the three-point shot. I mean, William Mary made 11.5, and Elon made 10. It's hard to win. This is a heck of an offensive league. We've just been inconsistent. Overall, we've got the best-rated offense and the second-best-rated defense. You think we'd have a little bit better record, but we don't. So with that, the reason we've got to alter some things, I think, is because we're fighting starring in the role that guys have been given, we just can't do that. So that's kind of been the big message the last couple of days. This is your role, and you've got to star in that role in order for us to have success, especially against good teams. And there are no bad teams in this league, and we certainly just played two very good ones. So, if we get that right, we certainly will have the type of success I think that we want to have, but we got to get that right. We've had a not a good middle third of the season.
Got a couple media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Astrid.
Your first question comes from the line of Mr. Brian Moe. You may now ask your question.
Good morning, Pat. As you mentioned earlier, we're seeing just some unbelievable offense in the CAA this year and really across college basketball, but specifically in the league. I mean, to what do you attribute just this surge in offense other than just a lot of really good players?
Yeah, and I think there's some really good coaches. I mean, we've got the highest-rated offensive league in the country. And I'll be honest, I'm a guy that likes defense, so it is a challenge trying to prepare for a lot of these teams. I do think it's a little bit of shift in the rules and the way the game is played. But even with us, I still think we can get better on offense, but we're obviously playing much better than we normally have. So it's, you got to adjust. I think another piece of it is, at least with our guys, Brian, is when the ball goes in the basket, so much of their existence on the basketball court has to do with having success on offense. And, when you don't have that, the guys lose focus, they lose energy on defense, and which is a little bit different for us. We had some groups before that couldn't score, but we would hang around and grind it out. This group, when the ball goes in, the energy level goes through the basket. I'm more concerned about, on Saturday, Elon did a good job. We missed a ton of shots at the rim, at the lane, started pressing, and then we really made some communication errors on defense. I thought we looked like the Keystone Cops for about 5 minutes, and then you get too far behind against a good team, and then you really can't get back in it.
How have you changed the way that you evaluate a good defensive game?
Yeah, I don't think we've had many of them. I'm trying to hold hope that we're rated pretty high in our conference. I think for us, it's focus on a little bit of less fouling. And normally we want to try, you know, we try to hop on guarding a three-point shot, but the two teams last week shoot it so well and shoot so many of them, it becomes tricky. So I think to be critical, we've got to do a little bit better, kind of like in advance of the game, like saying, hey, you know what, as opposed to making a change in the game, let's be prepared to do this earlier and maybe more often against certain teams. Thank you.
We get our next question, please, Ashton.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mr. Christopher Heidel. You may ask your question.
Hey, Coach Pat, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Doing great. Just talk about this road trip coming up starting Thursday night against Delaware and then this Saturday when you have to go down to Harrisonburg and take on JMU.
Yeah, I mean, the preparation obviously is for Delaware. Martin's doing a really good job. I just watched both games. Yes, they should have won both games last week. They were really beat in the last minute by, you know, Justin Wright Foreman one night and Joe Chile the other. Those two guys can beat a lot of teams. They don't turn it over. They do a really good job of controlling tempo. You know, Ryan Daly looks like the runaway rookie of the year. And then they've got some veteran guys that in Carter and Sky Johnson and Brian and Mosley that you can tell have really bought in. So, look, it's right up the road. We know it's going to be a tough game. And you know, there's certain things we're going to have to do well to have a chance to win that game.
Yeah. And talk about Martin. Talk about his play the last couple of weeks. Looks like he's just tearing it up for you guys, doing a good job scoring a lot of points. And, yeah, it seems like he's just taking over the scoring for you guys, keeping you guys in games.
Yeah, he is. He's talented. He's really talented. I mean, the one thing I impressed to my guys on Sunday was that in our five wins, he's shooting 47.4% from the floor. In our five losses, he's shooting 47.4% from the floor, believe it or not. So we got to get him shots no matter what because he's been remarkably consistent. Now, like most of our guys, in our wins, his assist-to-turnover ratio is markedly better, so that's something he's got to focus on.
Yeah. Well, Coach Pat, good luck. I'll see you Thursday.
Okay.
All right, Pat, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.